This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am your host this evening. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And our toll-free number here, because we are a live call-in talk radio program, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Normally,
but freedom isn't free. It costs $3.95.
Well, it's $1.05, according to Team America.
Per minute?
Yeah, that was before they printed all that money for the corporations.
They didn't specify, you know, what duration the $1.05 would get you.
Gotcha.
Or if that was just the cost. And then once you pay your $1.05, now you're free.
Right. Can I pay that in crypto?
I don't know. It's kind of like I've seen these memes on the internet, of course, because where else do you see memes? Dobie got a ballot. Dobie is free.
Well, so, now it won't necessarily make you free, but I'll tell you what, it does give you a chance to register your opinion where your countrymen will see it and believe that somebody actually believes that.
Yeah.
Because they voted that way, and that's why I vote libertarian, even though, you know, I don't expect them ever to get elected, but I want my opinion known.
I want to take a second to point out to our listeners that somebody sprayed a can of Discord Be Gone.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Normally we mention...
Probably because we used the word Gmail, I'll bet, did we?
I don't know. We can talk about that for a second, but I just want our listeners to know, normally we mention you can also call in and join our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, which you can no longer do. Today, at some point, I think you woke up this morning and looked and...
No, it wasn't this morning. No? It was, I think, probably mid-afternoon today. It just disappeared. Okay. The server just disappeared.
Just gone.
Yep. And there was an email that their administrators had sent me, with a generic statement that our account participated in cyberbullying or targeted harassment of an individual or community.
How does one bully a cyber?
I don't know, but I can tell you that there certainly wasn't anything going on like that I'm aware of.
No, the morons probably shut us down because of something that was said about Aria.
I don't know. Or it could have been the same person who attacked the server last week by banning everyone from the server. One of our moderators went off his rocker, apparently, and still hasn't really popped up since then.
Flipped out?
So some suspect that maybe he was reporting the server or whatever, but we don't know.
Yeah,
they're not going to say.
I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to say. And look, we knew this was coming because the Discord admins had given me a warning for the same thing last time.
Wait, let me guess. They didn't specify what the infraction was. They just gave
you
a warning.
It was the same claim, the sort of generic thing that somebody was targeted for harassment or cyberbullying or whatever, and when I asked them to clarify, because they hadn't banned the server, they just sent a stern warning, and I said, well, can you tell me what happened so I know what to look for or whatever, because nobody brought anything to my attention as the admin. My moderators didn't say, hey,
right,
you know, this is going on or whatever. And when they responded, their response was effectively, oh, well, this was just a warning. Just make sure you're vigilant of this sort of thing in the future. So they didn't
what
specify.
What sort of thing?
Yeah, they didn't specify at any point.
How do I know what the thing is that I'm supposed to be vigilant about?
Yeah, so we want you to keep your eye out for something, but we won't tell you what it is. So just keep your eye out something.
This seems to be pretty common when, you know, some sort of platform deplatforms somebody. And they go,
you
violated our terms of service. Really? What did I violate? Well, we're not going to tell you, but you just did, and so don't do it again.
And, you know, that's kind of why I don't like the idea of contracting with corporations, because I like to contract with moral agents. I like to contract with somebody who actually has a reason to do what they say they're going to do beyond self-interest, like honor, like a conscience, like things that a
corporation
can't have.
I don't know that Discord was really a contract, right?
No, I mean, no more than any other terms of service. Yeah, no more than any other terms of service with any other corporation is a contract, which is to say not at all, because they can change the terms at any time that they want.
Right.
It's just a free thing, and, you know, you get what you pay for.
Right. Well, it's like the point is that there is no point. The contract is that there is no contract. You're on their terms, not yours.
Right, you're using their service, and they can do whatever they want to do. And sure, we could, and again, last time this happened was a couple of months ago where they warned us, about this and say be vigilant.
Warned you about what?
That's the thing. They won't say.
They won't say.
Yeah. Right. Did they slap your name and take your birthday away?
No, my account is still active with Discord, so I'm on all the other Discord servers that I'm on, like some of the crypto servers, like I'm on the Dash server.
Yeah.
Vincent has his own server, so some of our refugees are in the Vincent server.
Free Talk Live diaspora begins.
take the overflow, Vincent.
So
wait, is there a Free Talk Live diaspora? Because that's actually a platform, isn't it?
I don't know if they still exist, but they might. That was like a challenger to Facebook once upon a time, but it never really went anywhere. So it's not with the people we know. But my point was, when they, you know, did the shot across the bow last time, I mean, I knew the time was ticking. We just didn't know when they were going to,
That's my feeling with every social media platform I interact with. It's my feeling with every bank I interact with. It's my feeling with every transaction that I make these days.
Aria just had her bank account closed today, as a matter of
fact. Wow, isn't that special?
Surprise!
Now, why'd that happen?
We don't know. They never say. Again.
I've got a pretty good idea.
She got
suddenly famous.
No, it's because she sells Bitcoin, most likely. They were already going to close the account.
But she got suddenly famous, and that makes people look at you, and when you look, you see.
True. I do find the timing of, you know, these events
to be suspect.
To be suspect, yes.
It is interesting.
I don't have any evidence to say that, it's caused by, you know, the 15 minutes of fame that Aria is enjoying.
Well, and yesterday morning,
she's going on like 23 and a half hours.
Yesterday morning, somebody spray painted her car with a penis and the word fag on it.
Right.
They cut the top of her car. She had a convertible. They sliced through that, and they stabbed the tire as well. So, I mean, it definitely does seem like when it rains, it pours, and that certainly is the case in life in a lot of cases. Yeah.
Well, I slipped her $50 if do you want to make a donation to her campaign? This is a great time, you know. It's I know she takes crypto, she takes cash, she'll probably take sexual favors, you know, from the right people.
I believe there is a page for some sort of donation to repair the car.
Yeah,
all of the things have a page.
Yeah, if you go to freekeen.com, there is an article about her car being vandalized there, and you'll find the link to the GoFundMe in that piece. And we, by the way, did get an update on the paint that had happened. Mm-hmm. One of her supporters out here, he comes out to Nightcap regularly.
I know the
guy named Matt. He dropped by with the necessary tools and managed to get all that nasty paint off the side of her car, apparently, without ruining the actual paint job of the car. And so that's going to save her a lot of money if she doesn't have to get a whole new paint job. But likely the cloth top is probably still going to be pretty expensive. Yeah. So that's going to be something there.
I had shared the story myself on the social media, and I was dumbstruck by some guy who said something along the lines of, well, are we sure that we want her as a sheriff when she can't even protect her own personal property well enough? Because that's the sheriff's entire job, is to protect, you know. And I'm like, you obviously missed the point of that story, Bill, or whatever.
I can tell you what. If you walked up in front of the actual sheriff's house, Eli Rivera, and you slashed his tire, he probably wouldn't be, you know, aware of it either.
Right.
You know, if you did it 4 a.m. or something like that. I'm not advocating that people destroy property. I'm just saying, like, you're not sitting out there watching your car all the time.
Yeah, I would guess that he would, but the reason I would guess that he would is some electronics company probably paid him off in security cameras somewhere along the way that he could put up in alarms and all that, you know. Aria doesn't have that stuff available free.
Well, actually, she does have a security footage at her house, which is how some of the information had been determined.
Bet you a dollar Rivera's is more complete.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
Sheriff's going to share if.
Discord
don't want to share.
Discord's gone, but we're going to have something else soon that we can announce.
All right. Well, if you want to call in, it's 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We have more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve's announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Isn't that Michael Jackson who said shalom?
Yeah, among, shalom. Among many other things, like Mama Say, Mama Sama Makusa, mm-hmm. for example.
Is it shalom you're saying? Because that's
it's kind of like, come on,
Hebrew.
Shalom. It's shalom.
Shamo. Not Shazam, because that was Gomer Pyle.
It's sort of a bastardization of Come On. So the song that just played for the intro music, the guy goes, Come On! And so I follow that up with a Shamo!
Shamo!
Yeah. Shamo, everybody! It's Free Talk Live! That's sort of like, what, a southern towelie?
855-453. Wow.
Don't fly.
855-450-3733.
Now you're reminding me of Eddie Murphy's...
Don't forget to bring it down.
You ever hear Eddie Murphy's routine about James Brown? Jump in a hot tub. Ow! Why are you too hot? Jump back. Burn myself. Ay, ha.
That's my James Brown impersonation right there.
Ha. That's it. I love James Brown, though.
At any rate...
Is he still kicking?
No, I think he went to jail for a while and then he died, I think, if I recall correctly.
This is Free Talk Live for our listeners who are wondering what the heck's going on.
2006.
Hearing all these voices and different weird things coming through their radios and their headphones and their internet streams and their satellites and all that kind of good stuff. So it is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm piloting this thing tonight. With me in the studio, it's...
You got Ian.
And I'm nobody. I'm barely hanging on.
And okay.
That's okay. You drive. I'll just hang on.
Yeah, you just got a passenger. Maybe roll down a window, stick your head out like a dog every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Get my tongue going. Maybe get rid of some of that extra heat.
Do a little panting.
Because I got no sweat glands.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I sold him.
How does one cool himself?
Huh?
How does one cool himself without sweat glands? I'm confused.
Okay. Possibly. Also, you could baste.
Are you a master baster?
I don't know. I've been accused of baiting recently.
All right. Well, let's just swing the
I don't want to theorize on what that means.
In the previous segment, we had talked about the fact that our Discord server has been,
well, it never was ours. It was theirs. We were just using it.
That's exactly what our listeners saying when I say self-host.
Yeah, our listeners are no longer able to get us on the Discord by, calling in that fashion.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's not supposed to happen.
So the only method that we have now, of course, is the telephone lines at 855-450-FREE.
And back to the old school. Large radio waves.
Discord apparently claims that some sort of cyber bullying was being participated in. And
yes.
I can never let the word bullying go by without mentioning the largest bully on planet Earth. Do you know?
It's the federal government.
It's just the organization type known as government.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Because the Chinese government's pretty big, too.
Yeah.
I think that the federal government of the United States remains the biggest government on Earth, the biggest corporation on Earth.
Really?
And I believe that the last federal budget was literally the largest budget in human history for any organization.
Okay,
I
believe you.
I won't say that for sure, but that's my understanding.
Well, we also spoke about the deficit approaching the entire gross domestic product.
The thing is, in any realistic sense, it's approaching infinity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a number so astronomical that most people can't comprehend it. That's for certain.
No.
So, at any rate...
It's a number so high we'll never get there is the thing. Adam Smith said, once the national debt reaches a certain level, it is almost never discharged except by bankruptcy or pretended payment.
Right.
And by pretended payment, he meant debased coin inflation.
Well, and as long as it exists... we know that it is literally a chain on the unborn children.
Yeah, they have to inflate.
Anybody who wins the lottery of birth to be born in the geographic area more commonly known as the United States of America, congratulations, you're already in debt as soon as you're born. Well done.
Because, if they can inflate the dollar by 100%, get it so a dollar becomes worth what a penny is worth now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only have to pay a penny on their dollars to pay that debt back.
Well,
so they've got to crush the size of the dollar.
As far as the value is concerned, yes, you are correct.
If they want to get off easy.
Speaking of people being crushed, according to CNBC.com, nearly 3 in 10 people have decreased the amount of money that they're setting aside for retirement or stopping saving altogether due to the economic fallout of COVID-19. And
by that, people are still saving?
By that, they mean the government's restrictions and responses and crackdowns after COVID-19. But
yeah, I try to correct people whenever they say things like that. People will say, oh, well, you know, it's COVID-19's fault. No, it's not.
No.
COVID didn't do any of this.
That's right.
It's not directly responsible for any of this.
So, these self-righteous bastards. God, I hate it.
Yeah, it's like blaming the common cold for your lack of retirement funds. Mm.
But everybody has to believe what I believe.
Mm. I believe I'll have another beer. That's what I believe.
One?
No, I just like to say that.
Yeah, I do too.
Anything more from...
I mean, that's just... Okay. There's more depressing statistics like that.
Yeah.
I love depressing statistics. What else we got?
Just over half withdrew money in order to cover expenses from their savings.
Yeah.
And 26% did so because of a job loss, according to the survey, which polled 1,239 Americans with retirement accounts.
Oh, that hurts.
And that's just talking about the Americans with retirement savings, those right. who are saving for retirement. Now, it does not speak to those who do not have that, which, of course, would be likely people in even more dire circumstances.
What are they now? Like the 3% have some retirement savings?
I don't know.
Yeah, most people, at least probably in our listening audience, or in the geographic area known as the United States of America, are paycheck to paycheck.
Most people are completely humped.
More than 134 million Americans reported having at least a little difficulty paying the usual household expenses over the last 7 days, according to a U.S. Census Bureau survey conducted last month. A quarter of them, about 32 million, said it was, quote, very difficult.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any easier either.
No lie detected.
So as we talk about things like COVID isn't responsible for any of this, it is the government's reaction and the mandates that have been just sort of dished out like candy at Halloween by assorted politicians, governors, mayors, etc. and so on. What I like to see, of course, is people rebelling against this because there's not enough of that going on, in my humble opinion. With that being said... This from the Wichita Eagle, apparently in Wichita, Kansas. There is a COVID curfew.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, because we're COVID children now. You know, children of the COVID.
COVID's more dangerous at nighttime.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, if you're caught outside at nighttime, the COVID will get you.
You might not see that guy without the mask until he's, like, already, like, 30 feet within 30 feet of you, you know, and that's not the distance if he's not wearing a mask.
The headline reads, as bars across Wichita ignore COVID curfew,
yay!
Yes.
County warns of consequences.
Ooh.
Yeah. The warning.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels find
you. We'll get into that, and you can talk about whatever you like. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders, service members who are racing to the extreme peril, really, of their lives and extreme danger.
President Trump spending part of his day in California taking a look at some of the damage from the wildfires. The president also in Phoenix, Arizona, participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the trajectory of Hurricane Sally.
With sustained winds between 85 and 90 miles an hour hitting Biloxi, Mississippi. Obviously, with the slowing of the storm, that is concerning. The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News. Pfizer's chief executive officer is taking an optimistic tone regarding whether a coronavirus vaccine will be effective by the end of the year. He thinks it can be even sooner.
I don't know if they have to wait until 2021 because, as I said, our studies, we have a good chance that we will know if the product works by the end of October. And then, of course, it is regulators' job to issue license or not.
Albert Bourla speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Vice President Mike Pence is bringing the Trump administration's law and order message to Janesville, Wisconsin.
4 more years means more support for our police.
Vice President telling supporters the administration will always support law enforcement and won't ever defund the police. A federal judge ruled on Monday that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and Secretary of Health Rachel Devine's coronavirus shutdown orders were unconstitutional per the First and 14th Amendments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Just before we went to break, I had mentioned this article from the Wichita Eagle, which you can find over at kansas.com. The headline reads, as bars across Wichita ignore COVID curfew.
Yeah!
The county warns of consequences.
Get up, stand up.
Indeed. If you want to go out and party after the 11 p.m. coronavirus curfew,
11 p.m. Gotta be home by 11, kids. It's a school day.
It's not hard to find a place to do so in Wichita. On Friday night, bars and nightclubs across the city were packing in customers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., basically ignoring...
That's like being a grown-up.
Yeah, right? Making your own decision? No, say it's not so. Basically ignoring a county health order, they call it setting 11, as closing... Oh, county health order, setting 11 p.m. as the closing time for places selling alcohol by the drink. So bars in this particular instance. So basically, for some reason, they think that if they close bars by 11 p.m., that COVID's not going to get them somehow.
Yeah, well, COVID likes the bars because it's a whore.
COVID's a whore?
COVID's a whore.
Oh, I see.
That's why it
Okay.
That's the level of their thinking.
Yeah. I mean, usually whores get around, and, this one's really not so much the town bicycle you would expect.
She's not the slut they say she is. Yeah. She seems to be very selective. She likes older men and older women.
When he issued the order, County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns said bars and clubs are particularly prone to spread coronavirus because they attract crowds who stay and socialize for hours at a time.
Without chanting Democratic slogans.
And or flit from bar to bar in the course of a night.
Flit, flit. How can you track people when they're flitting?
Oh, the horror of people socializing for hours at a time. Or
the humanity.
Heaven forbid they go from one bar to another. This bar sucks. Let's go to the bar that doesn't suck.
Degenerate.
Nope, no COVID in here. Let's go to the bar where there's COVID. I hear she's a whore.
That's what it is. That's why people are looking for her.
And that was exactly the scene in Old Town and clubs scattered around the city Friday. Bars choosing to flout the health ordinance and stay open late.
Flout.
Red like a who's who of Wichita nightlife. Heroes, Rock Island Live, Emerson Biggins, Revolution, Six Degrees, XY, Tight Ends, to name a few of the better known clubs.
Does somebody actually bother to publish a who's who of that town's little town's
nightlife?
I'm
trying to figure out which ones might be the gay bars based on the names.
Going with Tight Ends?
You can't tell because Manchester, for the longest time, had a regular straight bar that was called Flambe.
Okay.
So all bets are off.
Yeah. The clubs were rocking, and they were packed with people ready to partay. They even spell it P-A-R-T-A-Y. Despite the threat of COVID-19, a disease that's infected more than 7,400 county residents so far and caused
almost no symptoms for most
63 deaths as of Friday.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's statewide or if they're talking about the city. But
it sounded like they were talking about the county, so they probably should have put some verbiage in if they switched.
They did, yes. They did mention county. I believe you are correct. Inside the clubs and on patios adjacent, patrons didn't appear to be paying attention to social distancing.
Nice.
Masks and masks.
You guys want to go down there?
I do, yeah.
Let's go chill.
Is airfare still cheap?
Can you guess
the
girl?
They're going to make you put a mask on.
Now let's drive.
Can we charter a plane? Don't we know somebody?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. It's like $100 an hour.
Maybe we can charter a plane.
Don't charter the one that doesn't fly. Somebody did that already. Doesn't work.
Good advice. Thank you, nobody. Masks were also seldom seen except for the wait staff. Beyond the potential health implications, County Manager Tom Stoltz said bar and club owners are taking a serious business risk in defying Min's order.
Oh, really? What's the risk? What are they going to do?
It just says a serious business risk.
Well, around here, a local business owner who runs a bar in town that we happened to be at the other day, he says that he's under threat from the liquor enforcers, that they are coming by on a daily or nightly basis and spot checking his facility to see if employees are masked and to see if the customers are wearing masks at any time.
You must comply with the order.
When they are not seated, they, according to the governor's orders, supposedly have to have masks on when walking about. Now, I asked the guy, wait a minute, doesn't it say that, in these governor's so-called orders, doesn't it say customers should wear a mask? Not that they must wear a mask, and that I'm pretty sure is what it says, but it doesn't matter because
he doesn't want a language lawyer, because he's scared.
He's afraid. Yeah. That's really what it all comes down to. He's afraid of what these guys are going to do. And here's another interesting aspect.
People shouldn't fear their governments. Governments should fear their people.
Yeah, unfortunately, these people have asked for permission to do things. And when you ask for permission, you convert your rights into a privilege, and that includes the liquor commission. So when you ask for a liquor license...
It's kind of like selling yourself into slavery.
It is like that. Mm-hmm. When you ask for... But it's people do it because they're afraid of what will happen if they don't. If you don't get this permission slip, men with guns will come in and they will arrest you, and they'll close your business, and they'll board it up and change the locks, and they will throw you out of the property that you paid for.
What would happen if a sufficient number of militia showed up? What
that
would happen if a 1,000 armed militiamen showed
up? You probably
up?
Only would need, you know, a few dozen. But here's the interesting
I'd
thing.
I'd want to have 1,000, because if you have 1,000, they know you can do it anywhere.
It's tough to rouse that many people up to defend a bar owner, but maybe someday we'll get to that point. But here's what the my attorney, or one of my attorney friends, said about this. He said, quote, liquor doesn't have the authority to enforce the mask mandate. They can enforce only the requirements of the liquor laws, meaning, you know, are you serving to an underage person, right, et cetera, et cetera. He says, I represent two establishments in Manchester, and I know several of the liquor investigators. He says he has a lawsuit in federal court against the commission on behalf of one
liquor
of
liquor investigator. That sounds like a great job.
Yeah, they usually call them liquor dicks, the other cops. That's
liquor
the
dicks.
They've admitted to me.
It's what? Like a detective.
Liquor dicks.
Okay.
So, as in a detective. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he says they've admitted to me they haven't been tasked with enforcing any of these COVID measures at the state or municipality level, and that they don't care for them either. So he's saying that the liquor dicks that he knows haven't been tasked with this, but the local bar owner is saying he's getting harassed on a nightly basis by these same liquor enforcers.
So why do you think these dick lickers are coming along?
And no, liquor dicks.
Liquor dicks. Why do you think these liquor dicks are coming along and doing this if they say they don't care about these regulations? Why don't they just turn their other cheek?
Well, that's the thing.
Because they must obey the order. They must obey.
I am the law.
Yeah, I don't know what's really going on out there with this, but clearly these business owners are just so frightened they're not willing to take any risks.
Well, that's one of the big things that FDR did to destroy the economy, is make things so unpredictable from day to day that everybody was terrified to invest.
So in the article, this is kind of interesting. I didn't realize this was in the article, but it just said that the club owners are taking serious business risk by defying Min's order. In early June, the legislature granted businesses blanket immunity from lawsuits if their patrons or employees get COVID.
So what's the
risk?
But businesses lose that immunity if they don't follow health orders, leaving themselves open to potentially costly litigation, Stoltz said. So
get a signed release.
Yep. 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls and your thoughts. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I can't hear you. I've got the blow dryer on.
I just have Team America stuck in my head, and that was my lousy impersonation of Kim Jong-il.
Wow. A bad imitation of a bad imitation.
Yeah. So does that make it good, then?
I don't know. It could be square bad.
Square bad?
Bad square.
SpongeBob square bad?
Like, it would square the badness. So, like, if you have a badness level of 3...
I mean, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Someone
fruity?
The fruity mermaid?
If you're listening, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Dodger calling in from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're on the air.
Awesome. All right, so a buddy of mine shared with me earlier today about a federal judge that called the Pennsylvania shutdown unconstitutional.
All right.
And so I kind of wish I were in Pennsylvania right now. I mean, actually, I'd much prefer to be in New Hampshire, but hearing about that... Yeah, I think that was a big win for the people in Pennsylvania.
Well, we'd prefer you to be in New Hampshire as well. So, you know, just as a matter of us saying so, get here as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I think...
That explains it, though. My friend Tempest is a stripper in Pennsylvania. And the first thing I heard she was trying to arrange a protest in Harrisburg. And then I started seeing pictures of her at work. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how she went to work. It was, they must have opened up, like, immediately.
Interesting. Do you know? Yeah, go ahead, Dodger.
Well, I'm a busy dude, so I didn't have a chance to read the whole article. Same with Aria, which I congratulate her on her successes and I'm kind of sad about the haters. But in the same sense.
Oh, the haters are our best fuel.
But my first thing was, it's like, hooray for Pennsylvania, because, essentially the judge cited First and 14th Amendment as reasons why the Pennsylvania shutdown was unconstitutional.
Okay, so did a judge just sort of say this? Or are they taking any legal action to do anything about it?
It sounds like Pennsylvania is just taking action on their own and saying, let's open back up.
That warms my heart.
Quote, Thomas W. King III, attorney for plaintiffs, told Pittsburgh's Action 4 News, quote, you can't tell 13 million Pennsylvanians they have to stay home. That's not America. It never was. That order was horrible, unquote. The judge ruled the state posed limits on gatherings violate the First Amendment, and the stay-at-home and business closing orders violate the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
So presumably that should overturn... I mean, I don't know if they challenged all of the orders, but whatever orders were challenged should be overturned.
Was this a federal judge or a state judge?
It was federal.
Okay. Do you know what was it, district level or circuit level?
I'm going to presume district, but it doesn't say so. That's probably safe to presume district.
Okay.
What's that, Dodger?
Nice.
Oh, well, I was just going to say I don't know. I prefer to stay off the grid. I prefer to work my aggress job and just. You know, live in freedom. Can't wait to meet you guys in New Hampshire. That's
awesome.
All I have.
Can't wait to meet you.
Can't wait to meet you too, Dodger. Let us know when you're on your way and we will greet you. I'm curious, and thanks for the call, Dodger, tonight. That was cool. I'm curious, so you say this is a federal judge?
Yes. It was actually the counties who were the plaintiffs here.
Can whatever happened in Pennsylvania be replicated, here in New Hampshire or in any other state as a result of this?
It can be replicated in that we could get the same judgment, or we could wait for Pennsylvania to fight it to a higher state, to a higher court that includes in its jurisdiction New Hampshire and Pennsylvania. Which I think probably at the circuit level, I don't really remember exactly the structure, but I think at the circuit level we're probably in the same circuit as Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
So a circuit court ruling that's why I was asking about the level.
Yeah, it certainly seems like a bit of a win.
Yes.
Although I don't, you know, I mean, if Pennsylvania
it's huge.
Is opening up far out solid and right on, man.
Yeah, but the other thing it does is it gives every other judge. Political cover, because now somebody took the risk and the sky didn't fall. So the Overton window has moved for judges. We might find a New Hampshire judge make the same ruling because he doesn't want to wait and get overturned.
Quote, this ruling stands for the proposition that even in a pandemic, the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania do not forfeit their constitutionally protected rights, said Thomas Breath, attorney for the plaintiffs. By the way, curiously, the judge... kicked the counties off of the case as plaintiffs. So there were three or four different counties that were listed as the plaintiffs in this case. He booted them off the case, but ruled in favor of the individual and business plaintiffs. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, can a county, a fictitious thing, even be a plaintiff?
Of course.
Yes,
in
because
legal
it's
land.
A person.
That's right.
And a person
a
under
person?
The law mm-hmm. Is a person under the law. A corporation is a person, and what that means is a corporation can sue, a corporation can be sued, a corporation can own property, and a corporation can enter into binding contracts. So,
but unlike a human being, the corporate persons never die unless you dissolve them.
It doesn't die and is also not a moral agent. So, for example, if it was an animal, we wouldn't give it... human rights because it doesn't have a conscience.
It's a legal fiction.
Exactly.
Right, right. Okay.
It doesn't have a soul.
The attorneys say here their clients are still willing to voluntarily abide by health guidelines such as masks and social distancing, which is pretty lame. But, you know, at least it would be voluntary in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, the judge is saying if you own a business, the governor and health secretary can't shut it down, said one of the attorneys. That never again will Pennsylvanians under these circumstances be told to stay home. Well, I don't know if that's true, that never again. See, that's the thing with these court decisions, is whenever a court decision comes out, all the media and these attorneys act like, aha, we put the government in its place. And then, you know, a few years later, the government gangs do the same exact thing. That's why you see, like, cops keep arresting people for flipping them the bird. Like, this is a tried and true case. You will win this case. If you get arrested for flipping a cop a bird, call the ACLU. They'll bring their attorneys onto the case, and you will win and probably get a settlement, but it won't stop them from doing it again in the future.
Right.
So I would say the thing to do is get as many people as possible going out and doing it as often as possible, getting arrested, and then...
What, flipping the bird or opening their business?
Flipping the bird.
That's the problem. You can't find people who are willing to get arrested like that.
That sounds like a fun protest, though.
You can if you pay them, though.
Okay.
And then get paid back out of the lawsuit, which we're predicting they'll win. So basically finance the lawsuit and then make a little bit of profit along the way, but more importantly, to become a pipeline of money out of the government.
If it was a good plan, some lawyer would be out there doing it.
It'd be a fun protest, though, if we could get 5 or 50 people to stand outside of the police headquarters, and whenever somebody comes out or goes in, we flip them off.
Yeah, they won't do anything with a crowd like that. They're not stupid.
Okay, but it'd be fun.
I mean, you might as well just put a donut on a fishing pole and start.
That would be fun.
That would also be fun.
I would be down.
The roof. According to the story at Action 4 News out of Pittsburgh, continues to say that so no longer will Pennsylvanians be told to stay home with the fear of arrest or threats of loss of license. He's also thrown out this nonsense that was the orders had to do with life-sustaining or non-life-sustaining businesses picking and choosing winners and losers.
Thank you.
The governor's press secretary says the Wolf administration is disappointed and will seek a stay of the decision and file an appeal. Quote, the actions taken by the administration were mirrored by governments across the country and saved and continue to save lives in the absence of federal action. This decision is especially worrying as Pennsylvania and the rest of the country are likely to face a challenging time with the possible resurgence of COVID-19 and the flu in the fall and winter. So they're going to fight it.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more of this and your calls and thoughts on Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.